decision.
Got it.
Okay, very good. It's recorded online, or it's being recorded on your computer?
I think it's recording on my computer, but then I can probably send it to Rabbi.
Okay, great. Okay, so the Ran says he doesn't think that the Soicher has any recourse to the, he doesn't think the Soicher can demand the bdika out of the masker. Either dinis lo chala masker livdik. Says the Ran, the fact that it's the chiv of the masker to be bdik is between the masker and the Ribbono Shel Olam. The masker has a religious obligation that he has to be bdik the house. And that's the masker in the moment of Amar Aleph that it's chala masker livdik. If the masker was not bdik, the Soicher can't be Tavei and Bidik within the Dintayr. What is, it's like the Masker didn't like Chanukah Licht. So nobody can be, it's no, nobody has a right to be Tavei the Masker and based in, maybe based in themselves can be Kaifim Ala Mitzvahs. But the Soicher doesn't have a recourse. It's a private thing between the Soicher and the Masker and the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Chiyuv Dik is a religious obligation. It's not a Chiyuv Midinei Aschirus. A Masker has, a masker has certain religious, has certain obligations to the soicher. He has to provide him a house. He has to provide him a whatever it is, whatever is normal in a house, the masker has to provide to the soicher. Nowhere does it say that a masker has to provide a soicher with a bdikas chometz. It might be a mekach tos because it was a cheskes bodek. That's the nidin of the Gemara. And the Gemara says, no, it's not a mekach tos because nichlei linus, I'm having mitzvah b'mayne. The Gemara that says that a masker lived like, that's not a chiv of the masker klapid the soicher. That's a chiyuv of the masker clapping the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if the masker doesn't do it, so the only one who can have a tain on him is the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the soicher doesn't have a tain on him. So then it's irrelevant. The fed the Gemara and Aleph that it's ala masker liblik is irrelevant to the din v'dvorim between the soicher and the masker. If the masker, the soicher rented a house via dalit, and he thought that it's boduk, because, and it's becheskes boduk, he thought that it's boduk. Now it turns out that it's not boduk. So you can be done if it's a mekach tois. That's the needing of the Gemara. Is it a mekach tois or not? He was expecting a house as bodek. He got a house as not bodek. So he got a house as not what he expected. So fine. That's the needing of the Gemara. And the maskon is nichle linish is not a mekach tois. That the taisus and the taisus ros and the achayim are debating be a dalid. And maybe it's another issue that the soicher could be tevei in the masker for the bedikah itself because there's a chil bedikah on the masker. Says the Ran, that's not relevant to the soicher. That's not the soicher's business. So male, that doesn't enter into the, it doesn't, that's not a factor here, Bechra.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Why is it not the socher's business? Meaning, because if the masker doesn't do bedika, so then the socher has to do it at the end of the day. So doesn't it directly affect him?
It may affect him, but the socher doesn't have a right to demand it. Lots of things might affect me. It might affect me that if the guy lights Chanukah, if my neighbor will light Chanukah, I'll enjoy it. I mean, that's a bad muscle. But the fact that the soicher has benefit from the masker's bdika, that doesn't give the soicher right to demand it from the masker. The chiyuv bdika of the masker is a chiyuv chapishmaya. It's not a chiyuv to the soicher. So whether the soicher has a benefit from it or not, but that doesn't give a soicher a right to demand it from the masker. The soicher will go to the masker and say, where's the bdikas chometz? The masker will say, who are you? What are you, God's policeman? The soicher can come to the masker and tie in a mekach tos. I bought a house expecting that it's boduk, and I got a house that's not boduk, maybe it's a mekach tos. No, that's the Gemara that Abai said, that it's not a mekach tos, because nichlei linish lemev mitzvah b'moyneh. Taisus says, no, be a dalit, it's not, be a dalit, you don't have to be, Taisus argues that on your dalit, there wouldn't even be, Taisus says, that on your dalit, there wouldn't be even a discussion. It's not even a shalom mekach tois. He'll go to the masker and demand the bdika without mekach tois. So what do you have to come out to? Taisus' time is, be a dalit, you don't have to come on the mekach tois to demand the bdika. You have a claim on the bdika of etzim, ala masker livdik. So you don't have to come on to, so it's not a mekach tois. Taisa Rosh says, maybe you don't want to bother to go to Beis Din, so it is a Mekach Tos. The Ran says, the Soicher has no claim on the Masker for the Bdika Mitzad Atma, Mitzad the Din that Allah Masker lived like. That's irrelevant. That's not the Soicher's business. The Soicher has a claim that he wanted a dira. He rented a dira. He was expecting it to be bodek. It's not bodek. That's the nidin of the Gemara. That's the nidin of the Gemara. And that's no different being a gimel. But those the Ram claims there's no difference between your Gimel and your Dalet. And your Gimel, we all understand. The Sochei can come to the Masker and say, Masker, I want a Bdika. The Masker will say, what do you mean? The Din is Allah Sochei Livdik. The Sochei can come to the Masker with a claim of Mekach Tois. In the brochure that you gave me, it described the house as having three bedrooms and two bathrooms and a Bdika's Chometz. So it's not what it said in the brochure. So that's the Shadi, Ben Bi Gimel, Ben Bi Dalet. And you don't even need a brochure because it's Becheskes Bodok. People expect it to be Bodok. That's the Gemara before, if the house is Becheskes Bodok. Really, it's a vital issue if the house is Becheskes Bodok, because everybody is Chavir or not. But since it's a Sfeika D'Rabbon in the Rosh says, so the Halacha is that it's Becheskes Bodok. So fine, so bottom line is the house is Becheskes Bodok. So the house is Becheskes Bodok. So maybe it's a Mekach Tois. It's not what I was expecting.
Rabbi, that the Chiyu Bedika on the Maschir is just like it's a relationship between Menar Hashem. It has nothing to do with the Seicher. Then the Gemara in Dalar Amar Aleph, I know the Gemara answers ends up by Mezuzah, it says Chavis Hadar, but what's Lefi the Ran? What's the Habiman of the Gemara even bringing up Mezuzah? All right, that has no Sheikhus at all to Lefi the Ran. That would have no Sheikhus at all to the relationship of the Maschir and Hashem and Bedika.
This is also a religious obligation, but the Sheikhus is the religious obligation on the Maschir, is it on the Seicher? The point of the Ran is that even if it's on the maskir, but it's a chiv on the maskir to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not a chiv of the maskir to the Seicher. It's not from the chiyuvim of the schiros.
Yeah, but so what? Even if it's not a chiv to the Seicher, as far as the Seicher is concerned, so I understand if we say like Rashi or something like that, that really the etzim the chiv is on both of them. We're just worried that since it's a derabanan, one of them is going to neglect it. So in that case, it would matter because if the maskir doesn't do it, then the Seicher has to. But Lafi the Ran, right, that it's just that the whole point of the bittul is just maybe you'll forget to do the bedika or something like that. So then who cares? I mean, as long as the chiv is on the maskir, so the socher is off the hook. Whether it's irrespective of whether the chiv is.
That's mukhuk in the Gemara and Aleph. The socher is for sure not off the hook. If the maskir doesn't do it, the socher has to do it. That's mukhuk in the Gemara. We have three Gemaras. This is the fourth Gemara we have about a maskir and the socher. No, this is the third Gemara. We had the first Gemara with Almi Livdik. The Maskon is it depends if Gimel Yadalit. Then we had a Gemara about is it Becheskes Bodok? We say that Kol Yud that everybody is a Chavir right to Bdikas Chometz, that if Chavzok al Chavir they did the right thing. That's a Bible of Shuta. And now we have a third Gemara. If you got it, Becheskes Bodok is in a Mekach Tois. And it turned out to be not Bodok is in a Mekach Tois. From the second Gemara already, that the Gemara is a Shaila. When you rent the house, be a dalid, when it's how a maskil lived like, can you assume that he was by there? Because we say kol yisrael lechaver meitzul tikkus chometz, or do you have to assume, or do you have to be afraid since he's not in town and you can't ask him that maybe he didn't do it? In that gemara, it's already implicit, and we spoke this out at the time that if the maskil doesn't do it, the seicher has to do it. There is a mokum; it is a chiyah that could devolve on the seicher. If the maskil did it, you're fine. But if the maskil didn't do it, the seicher has to do it. But the Ran's tain over here is that even though that's true, if the masker didn't do it, the seicher has to do it. But that still does not give the seicher a claim on the masker. Because it's a religious obligation. The masker has to do it because he's mechuyev to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if the masker didn't do it, then the seicher has to do it because he's mechuyev to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the seicher can't go to the masker and say, masker, since you didn't do your religious obligation, it's making it harder for my religious life. I have to do a religious obligation. The masker will say, that's fine, but that's out of tain. I don't owe you a bdikas chometz. I owe the Ribbono Shel Olam Bdikas Chometz. I don't owe you a Bdikas Chometz. So the only thing the Seicher can claim is that it's a Mekach Tois, and that's not different Gimel Yadalit. Mekach Tois has nothing to do with the religious obligation or the Alam Maskil Livdik. Mekach Tois has to be you sold me an apartment and you didn't tell me that it's not Bodok, and I was under the impression that it is Bodok. And how did I get that impression? Well, it depends. If it was Gimel, it must have said in the brochure. And if it's Yadalit, maybe because of the Gemara, the second Gemara about that it's a Bible Yishita, and therefore the Halacha assumes that it is Bodok, so I follow the Halacha, Sekad Rabban and Lekula. So that's how I have the impression that it said it's Bodok. One way or another, I got the impression that it's Bodok, and it's not Bodok, so I have a claim of Mekach Tois. Refund me the money of the apartment. But I don't have a claim on the Bdik itself, because the Bdik itself is not a Chiv of the Maske Klapa the Seicha. And Tosis and the Tosis Rosh and the Acherim, Tosis Rosh is the Acherim. They hold that it's a chiv, that if it's a maskil lifdik, then the chiv of the maskil is klapi the seicher. And the Soicha could be Toveit. They just argue, the Taisus and the Echerim, what do you do with that information? Taisus says, oh, so now it's not, so then it's not a Mekachtos. You can claim the money for the Bdika, but you can't demand the return of the apartment. You can't refund, you can't get a refund on the whole apartment. Because you can be Toveim, why is there a Mekachtos? You have a right to be Toveim the Bdika, so there's no Mekachtos. Because the apartment is fine. LMI, you need a Bdika, I can get the Bdika. And the Taisus also says, yeah, but you don't want to have that bother of going to Beis Din, or the intrusion of your privacy of having somebody come in and be Baidik. So Mimela, it's still a Mekachtos. So that's a sub-Mekachtos. You know, could there be a tiny Mekachtos, even though you have a recourse to get reimbursed on the Bdika? But they both agree that you have a recourse to get reimbursed for the Bdika's comments itself, because the Maskir is Chayat to be Baidik, and they apparently held the Maskir is Chayat to be Baidik, and the Chiyav Papi the Soicha. And that the Ran disagrees. It's a chiyuv alamas kliyvlik, but it's not in the first gemara that alamas kliyvlik. He had the chiyuv to be baidik, but it's not a chiyuv to the soicha. So I was thinking, what's in the kudus of a chaykus? And the chayyim ran is right. In svar the chayyim ran is right. It's taka chiyuv kapishmaya. Alamas kliyvlik. What does that do? Why does the soicha have a claim on that? So I was thinking maybe like this. Maybe Taisus and Taisus are still Shittosim. Because in the Gemara, in the first Gemara, about our Seichel Lipnik and our Masch Lipnik, so we had a Machaikus, we showed him, what did it study a Sophic? And we saw at the time that Taisus and the Taisus are also old, that Be'emes, the Chiv should be on the Seichel. Because he's the one who had the Shema Yom Alochle. And therefore, if Biyud Gimel, if you rented the house Biyud Gimel, Avad and Talas Seichel Lipdik. Because the Seichel is the one who has the Shema Yom Alochle, because Chometz, according to Taisus and Taisus Rosh, the Shema Yom Alochle. So what's the Sophic? So the Sophic is, they explain, that if you rented it first on Yudalid, since the Knesset Lel Yudalid, there was no Seichel, it was still by the Maskir. And at that time, it was Chal HaChiv Dika on the Maskir. So maybe since the Chiv was Chal on the Maskir, so even though later the Seichel came into the picture, maybe the Chiv remains on the Maskir. That's how Taisus and Taisus Rosh. So I thought perhaps that we could say a new understanding of that. That is, I would thought all along the chat is, once the Chiv was Chal on the Maskir, so the Chiv is, it's like sticky. Once the chiv is chal on the maskir, so it sticks to the maskir. Maybe that's not the right shot. Le'olam, even if the chiv is chal on the maskir, but now the seicha is here, and the seicha is the one who has the shema yovel le'achway, so maybe now the chiv should be on the seicha. The chiv dik is on the seicha. The pshat in the svara that maybe since the knesset del gedala, the chiv was chal on the maskir, means something else. It means, since the chiv was chal on the maskir, and now the knesset del gedala, the maskir had an obligation to be baidik the house. That's his din that he has to be baidik the house. So now when he rents the house to the seicher, since the maskir had the chiv to be baidik the house, so maybe when he rents the house to the seicher, so Medina has schirus, the maskir was supposed to be baidik the house. He was supposed to be baidik the house right away, but he still get out. I mean, certainly, that's the zman mitzvah. So Melech, when he gives the house over to the seicher, that's a possible. But when he gives the house over to the seicher, I wanted to say it's midini aschirus that the chiyuv stays by the maskir. Since the maskir was supposed to already be baidik the house, so when he gives the house to the seicher, when you rent the house by your dalid, The house is supposed to be Boduk. But it can't be Midin Mekachtois, because we need to avoid that it's the Mekachtois. Mekachtois, Nichol Eilin, Yisla Mevah, Mitzvah, Bemoyne. It's not Midin Mekachtois. No, it sounded better to me when I was saying it to myself now that I'm spending when I'm saying it to Eilin. I'll tell you the structure, what I wanted to say. I'm not sure right now if the Svara is going to hold the water. But I want to say that Taisus holds, really the Chiv should be on the Seichah. But since if the Beknisus El Gedalit, it was Chal and the Maskir, that's how Taisus learns the Gemara in Amad Aleph, Taisus and Taisus Rosh. So Mele, it's a Mele the Chiv stays on the Maskir. It's not Stamad in the Lech, that it stays on the Maskir. Since the Chiv Beknisus El Gedalit was on the Maskir, and the Maskir is supposed to now be Baitik the house, so now when the Maskir is over the house of the Seichah, it's Medini Aschir that he has to give him a Bayez Boduk. It becomes within the Eschirs. And now the Seichah can be Tevet. And the Ran, on the other hand, the Ran is a Shittosle. The Ran holds that there's no particular reason to prefer the Maske to the Seichah. There are two people who have a connection to the house. There's a Din der Rabbon, and you have to have a Bdikas Chometz. And the Ran learns to Gemara, Alderach Rashi, Tarech Zal Mimutu. And whom we chazal matel l'chi b'dik, and the Seichah or the Maske. And the Ran learns that it doesn't matter if it's be Gimel or be Dalet. The loss of the Gemara, Maske Bayis B'Yedalit means L'Tzorich Yedalit. The Schir Shpudu could have been on your Gimel, your Beit. It's the same Shaila. Is it Be'etzim Ala Maske Livdek or Be'etzim Ala Tzorich Livdek? The Chiv and the if it's Ala Maske Livdek, it's not because B'Knisus Del Yedalit he was Chayat, but because Be'etzim the Chiv is on the Maske. And if it's Ala Tzorich, it's because Be'etzim the Chiv is Ala Tzorich. The Gemara makes a Hachro that who had the Mafteach B'Knisus Del Yedalit, when you have a Maske and a Tzorich, who had the Mafteach B'Knisus Del Yedalit? The rental could have been B'Yed Gimel. But who had the Mateach B'Knis Lel Yedal? That's the Achro, and who should be Baidik. But the Etzim Sofik of Alamaskar Livdek or Alasecha Livdek is a Shaila in the Be'etzim. Is it Be'etzim Alamaskar or is it Be'etzim Alasecha? Like Cain, according to Taisus and the Taisus Rosh, the Be'etzim Lechi was on the Secha. The Tzad that it's on the Maskar is because B'Knis Lel Yedal the Chi was Chalonim, so it doesn't go away. Let's say that, no, that idea that the Chi was Chalonim and therefore it doesn't go away. Be'etzim is the chiv of the seicher. So what do you mean the chiv is chal and maskin doesn't go away? So I want to say again. Now I'm not so sure about the svar that because the chiv is chal and maskin that he should be baidik the house. And now midini has chiris, he has to give the seicher a bayis bodo. So the fataisin the taisros lishi tosin hold that the seicher had the claim on the maskin, the chiv and the maskin lived like a maskin bayis b'yedalad that maskin is on a maskin lived like. It's because the maskir, since the Knesset Lel Gedalit, the Chiv was Chal on the maskir, so now the maskir has to give the Seicher a Bayis Boduk. So the Seicher has a claim on the maskir. I want a Bayis Boduk. I want you to provide a Bdika. But according to the Ran, the Tzad that Al HaMaskir lived like has nothing to do with Knesset Lel Gedalit. It's a Tzad that Be'etzim the Chiv Dika is on the maskir. Be'etzim the Chiv is Dika on the maskir, so that's not, what does that do with the Seicher? So then, from the maskir, the Ran learns that it's a religious obligation of the maskir, but it's not something that the seicher could be tevei and based on. That's the cheshbon is good. The shailen is the svara that because the chiv was chal on the maskir, but knisus lel yedalid, so therefore it becomes midinei aschiris. That svara of Adam needs. I'm not sure that it's really coherent.
What exactly is the
Svara? It's maximum to Mekachtois, and Mekachtois is not because Nichol Eilin is.
Rabbi, what exactly is the Svara?
I'm making really more a cheshbon. The Svara, I'm not so sure about the Svara. I'm starting with the cheshbon and then trying to see if I'm trying to then understand what it means in Svara. The cheshbon that I want to make is that we have here a machlekes, we have here two machlekes in between Taisus and the Taisus Rosh on the one end and the Ran on the other. We have a machlekes in the Amud Aleph. How to understand the bayo of Ala Maske Livdek or Ala Seicher Livdek. The Ran learns that it's a Shaila, doesn't really matter, be a Dalit, it could be a Gimel, be a Beis. The Lush and the Gemara, a Maske be a Dalit is Lav Daska, it means Litzorich Yedalit. It's a Shaila be'etzim, Al Mimutul, Al Tzorich Zal Mimutul, like Rashi learns, Tzorich Zal Mimutul, is the Chiyav Dika be'etzim and the Maske or be'etzim on the Seicher. And bottom line is, if you have the Mafteach, B'Knis Lel Yedalit, then we're Machriya to the side of the Maskir. But it's a, if the Chi was on the Maskir, it's on the Maskir Be'etzim. because he's the one whom Chazal were matul l'bdika. The Taisus and the Taisus of us learn that Chazal be'etzim were mechayev of the Seicha, not the masker. When you have a masker and a Seicha, Chazal were mechayev of the Seicha. And therefore, if you rent the house by a gimel, and now when it comes to dollar, the Seicha is already in place. Avada l'chiv is chal on the Seicha, not on the masker. There's no reason to mechayev of the masker. The Shem Yovel Ochli is on the Seicha. The buy of the Gemara is only because there was no Seicha b'knisus lo yadalin. B'knisus lo yadalin, there was only a masker. Then the Chiv was chal on the masker. So now when the Seicha comes in, even though be'etzim the Chiv now is on the Seicha, but since the masker was already kvainis chayev, so that the masker was already kvainis chayev, so therefore tell our masker is like.
Rabbi.
That's machlekes number one. Now I have another machlekes, Taisus and the Ran. That Taisus and Taisus Rosh hold that if the mask is not Baidik, if the mask is supposed to be Baidik and he's not Baidik, the Seicha can be Tereim on the Bdika. And the Ran says, what does that do with the Seicha? It's the mask is a religious obligation. That has nothing to do with the Seicha. So I want to connect these two machlekes. That according to the Ran, the tzad that Ala mask lived like is because Ala mask lived like Be'etzim. So that has nothing to do with the Seicha. But according to Taisus and Taisus Rosh, Be'etzim Lechim is on the Seicha. The tzad that Ala mask lived like, which is the halacha that it's Ala mask lived like, that's because the mask was kvain as chayev the knesis lel yudalim. So I want to say the svara not so clear to me either. But I want to say that maybe it's connected since it's Be'etzim Lechim of the Seicha. But the halacha is that the mask has to do it because the mask was kvain as chayev. So the mask is, even though it's Ala mask lived like, it's kvain as chayev, but he's doing it for the Seicha. Maybe that's another way, there's a different way to say it, a little bit different than I said it before. Even though it's on a masker lived there, because Kvan is chayev, but the masker is being baidik for the Seicher, because the Chiv is be'etzem on the Seicher, he has the Shema Yovel Ochle. But since the Chiv was really chal on the masker, so we say that even though now the Seicher came into the picture, we say, no, the masker should fear it, the masker should do it, if he's around. I mean, if he doesn't do it, the Seicher has to do it. But if the masker, but be'etzem, the masker is the one who's supposed to do it. So I want to say maybe it's connected. Lefi Taisin Taisiros, it's be'etzim lechiyuv of the seichas. So why does the masker have to do it? Kfinus chayev. The kfinus chayev makes it. And again, this is the weak point. That's why, you know, this is the weak point. And I don't know, there's something missing here. But because the chiyuv is be'etzim on the seichas, so therefore even though it's halam masker lived, but it's halam masker lived for the seichas. So therefore Taisus holds and the Taisiros holds that the seichas can then be tovei in the masker for it. Because the din is that the masker has to be tested. The masker has to be baidik for me. I'm not sure that the Torah washes. Again, I'm saying there's an interesting thing here in the Cheshvan. Whether this really can pan out in Torah, I don't guarantee.
Rabbi, you can maybe say the Torah is that since it was chal on the masker already, then it's like included in the Tanai of the Shechiras.
Yeah, but then you could say it on the Ran too. You could say that since the Chiyuv was not because of the Kfarnas Chayev, but since Be'etzim Ala Maskil lived like, so it becomes part of the Tanayas Chiyuv.
Rabbi, could you say that?
Maybe it's nothing to do with the Machlekes Zemar Aleph. Maybe it's Tama Machlekes. That some of Taisin Taisin Roshel, that since it's Ala Maskil lived like, so it becomes from the Tanayas Chiyuv. And the Ran holds that it's not from the Tanayas Chiyuv. We're not, no little bird told me that the two Machlekes are connected. Maybe in Chanami. Then I don't feel I've gone all the way down to bedrock to understand what the Machlekes is, but maybe the Machlekes has nothing to do with Amalala. Maybe maybe it's the red herring. Maybe it's time of Machlekes. Since the din is on a masker lived, and now you rent the house, so does it now become a chiv of the masker to the Seicha? Or like the Ran says, what does it have to do with the Seicha? And the masker has a chiv, it has nothing to do with the Seicha. I don't know. Needs a hesper. The kids are, I don't know. There's a mokum here with his gather. To say a good hezber, what I'm saying now is I see a glimmering of a chesed, but I don't have a good hezber. There's a mokum liyis gad over here. There's a radam to say a good hezber in what's the nekudas hamachlekes. Why does Taisus hold that the seicher has a claim on the masker for the dika? And the Ran says it's not with the seicher. It's the masker's obligation. Klapi Shemaya.
Rebbe.
Hmm.
Why can't we just say that Tosfos would agree that the can't forced masker. That's why he doesn't want to make this case on Yadalad. If you say it's Ala Masker Livdok, if it's on the Yadalad and the Chazak is coming from that, then the Sukkot Rele Mechachtos, because what's his claim? This is a religious obligation that the masker has to. If the Chazak is coming from Ala Masker Livdok, it's a religious obligation. So that's why Tosa says it has to
be. I'm not hearing you, Sue. Say it again.
Sorry. Why can't we just say that Tosus would agree that that the Sukkot can't claim from the masker meets that his chiyuv to be bodik? That's why Tosus said in the first place that that the case of the Gemara can't be on the 14th. Because if the case of the Gemara is on the 14th, he has no claim of Mekav Tos, the Socher. Because what's he claiming? The guy's going to say that's a religious obligation. Sure, it's a chazaka, but that's a relation between me and Hashem.
So what's the difference between Gimel and Yadalad? And Yigimel, it's also, there's no the claim. And Yigimel, for sure, the Socher doesn't have a claim on the Masker for the Bdika. But it's a Mekav Tos. The brochure is misleading.
Meaning there's a Tanah, that's what the Tosfos Rosh is saying. Tosfos Rosh is saying it could also be on the 14th, and then the second part of Tosfos Rosh is explaining why would I make a Tanah on the 14th, it's already a Chazaka. Well, I didn't want to bother in case it didn't do it, so I made it Tanah.
That's not what it says in Tosfos Rosh. The Tosfos Rosh says that Tosfos Rosh would be a Dalet, not a Mekach Tos, because the Socher to get reimbursed from the Masker, why should it be a Mekach Tos? The Socher to get reimbursed from the Masker. Even if the Socher has to lay out money for the Bdika, but he can get reimbursed from the Masker. So it's not a Mekach Tos. It's only a Mekach Tos in Yigimel, because on Yigimel you can't get reimbursed for the Bdika. So maybe it's a Mekach Tos. And the Tos Rosh himself says that he thinks that even though you can get reimbursed by a dollar, that wouldn't affect the Mekach Tos.
Rabbi?
It's Beferish in Tos Rosh, yeah.
Could it be that if the Masker is the one that, even though it's for the Socher, if the Masker is the one that was Niskayev, then there's no longer going to be a mitzvah for the Socher to do it, in which case it obviously would.
That's not true. The Gemara said, we saw in Amidala, that if the Masker doesn't do it, he's not around, and we don't know if he did it, the Socher has to do it.
The Masker is doing it so the Socher is not, like the Rebbe's saying in Tosin Tos Rosh, that the Masker is doing, even I mean, it would benefit the Socher because he's the one that Shamiya Vala Aklo, then that chiyuv goes on the Masker. So once that chiyuv gets transferred to the Masker, even though it's for the benefit of the Socher, so Inech and Amid, the Socher would have to do it if the Masker doesn't do it, because the Chiyuv is to help him. Mm-hmm. Could it be that that's the Hezver, that there's no mitzvah now?
What do you mean there's no mitzvah now?
I mean, the Gemara is saying that there's a mitzvah for the Socher to do it, so Nichola. But within the world of the Tosos Rosh and Tosos, on your Dalid, if the one that's Chayiv is the Masker, if the Masker doesn't do it, the Socher would have to do it, so he's not Asi the Michlei. But once the Chiyuv is on the Masker, like Rebbe's saying, and it's placed on the Masker, there's no mitzvah for the Socher to take care of it.
Oh, so there's a Chiddushi and Shishem. The Chiddushi and Shishem wants Lerm Shat and Tosfos like you. But then Tosfos is saying just the opposite of what Tosfos Rosh says. It's what the Tosfos Rosh says in Tosfos. The Chiddushi and Shishem learns Shat and Tosfos just the opposite. That on Yud Gimel, it's not a Mekach Tos because the Seicher wants to do his mitzvah. But on Yud Dalet, it's not the Seicher's mitzvah, it's the Masker's mitzvah. And if the Masker's not around, the Seicher has to do it. But then the Seicher is muttering and cursing, why am I doing a mitzvah and spending money on a mitzvah? It's not my mitzvah, it's the Masker's mitzvah. So by Yud Dalet, it's more Mekach Tos. The Nichalei Le'inish only applies by Yud Gimel. By Yud Dalet, there's no Nichalei Le'inish. Because on Yud Dalet, the Seicher can say, it's not my mitzvah. Why am I spending money on it? Now it's just the opposite. That's what the Chiddushi and Shishem learns Tosfos. The Tosfos is saying the bias be a gimel, be a dalitz for sure, yes, a mekach Tosfos. Because there's no nichalei l'inish. No, you only nichalei to spend money on your mitzvah, not to spend money on the masker's mitzvah. But in Tosfos HaRosh, that's how it says in Tosfos HaRosh. In Tosfos HaRosh, it says, like other Achayim learned from Tosfos, that Tosfos is saying that a dalitz is not a mekach Tosfos. Because on your dalit, even if you have to spend money, and you don't have to, it doesn't matter whether yes nichalei, no lei nichalei, you're not spending money because you're getting reimbursed. So it's for sure not a mekach tos. So what you were saying, you're mechaven to the chiddushi an shishem, but it's not what it says in Tosfos HaRosh. Chiddushi an shishem is on the riff, on the run. Okay, I want to go back there I want to look at the Ritva. We're really running out of time. Just make a scholar. The Ritva here is very fascinating. the Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch, they didn't have the Rizvot. They had the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah, Perek Beis Halacha Yudches, brings from the Ra'ah B'Shem the Ramban the same thing that we're going to see in the Rizvot. It's also B'Shem the Ra'ah and the Ramban. But it's much more elaborated in the Rizvot. The Rizvot is a big gilui on what the Magen Mishnah is saying. So the Rizvot says like this. I'll read it inside. There's a lot going on over here. It's really not. It's not the Ritzvah writing. It's somebody. It's a Rishon who's Malakah from the Ritzvah and from others. So he's like this. Hiksha haRitzvah zal. Kevin damenat kein sochay veikbid badova. He understood initially that the case is a masker by tachaver becheskes baduk means that this masker and the sofer made up that the bais is baduk. That was the tanai. He says, Almanas kein sofer. He rented him the house, Almanas, that it's baduk. The ikbid badova, the sofer had a kpeda, the sofer wanted that tanai. In the Magen Mishnah, the lashon is, he was asnei bahadei. He made a tanai with him. That the bais is baduk. Ask the Ritva, so Michael Miboyla, what's the Shiloh? Hechi Efshalayim and Dolayavi Mekach Tois. How can there be a tzad that it's not a Mekach Tois? And that we say Nichle Le'inish? What do you mean Nichle Le'inish? You see that the Seichu wanted the bias to be Bodak. He asked the mask, he made up, he was masking with the mask, that it should be Bodak. Hokachazina, the Kopit. We see that the Seichu is Makbit. If the Sheikh was Nichle Le'inish, Lemev and Mitzvah Mamayne, so why did he make up a Tanai with the mask that the bias should be Bodak? So therefore, Batirates, the Ritva answered initially, that's not the case. Hamaska bayis lechaveri biyud dalid. Not talking biyud gimel. Biyud gimel, the only reason why the Gemara would call it becheskes bodok would have to be because they made up a feirish that the house is bodok. They made a tanai that the house is bodok. But that doesn't make any sense. Then what's the bayis in the Gemara? Rather, the case is that it was biyud dalid. And nobody spoke out. There was no tanai that it's baduk. So why is the Gemara called becheskes baduk? Shulim and Aslam becheskes baduk. Because stoma, that a house be a dalit, is becheskes baduk. There's a presumption that a house be a dalit is baduk. The Afagatul Yishtulel. So 1 second. That was a Baidul Yishtul. The first Gemara said that the masker has to be baduk. But then we had another second Gemara that said, okay, but is this Bechetzkes Bodok? The Maskim may have to be Bodok, but is our Kol Yisrael Bechetzkes Chaverim? That we assume that they did what they're supposed to. That was the Gemara would never push at that Shaila. So he said, no, it doesn't matter. Since Dikas Chom is only Drabonim, like the Gemara says, and it's a Baidul Yishto, so an Baidul Yishto and the Drabonim says it's Lekula. So the Halacha L'maisa is that when you rent the house, be a Dalas Bechetzkes Bodok. So since when you rent the house of Yudal, it's Bechezkes Bodek, that's what the Gemara means. There was no Tanai. If there was a Beferish of Tanai, like on Yud Gimel, there would have had to be a Beferish of Tanai, because it's not Bechezkes Bodek otherwise. If there was a Beferish of Tanai, there's nothing to talk about. There's no Nichle Linish Lemevet. He said a Tanai that he wants the house to be Bodek. Why did he say that he wants the house to be Bodek? Because he didn't want to do it himself. So there's no Nichle. So that's 100% of Mekach Tois. He violated the explicit Tanai of the Skiris. It must be, it's not just the absolute tesis. It must be the Gemara is talking about Dafka B'Yadalit, where there was no explicit deal between them that the house is Boduk. Just the Seicher assumed that it's Boduk because he knew that it's a Bayit Lishta and the Seicher Rabban and Lekulu. So the Seicher was what the Asbacheska said it's Boduk. So that's a Shalom Mekach Tois. Was that significant enough to make it a Mekach Tois or not? That's what the Ritva initially said. So first of all, we see what the Ritva is being. The Ritva is being shaylo. He's saying it can't be B'yud Gimel, because B'yud Gimel they would have to say it after Feirish, and if they said it after Feirish, it's a Tanai. And if it's a Tanai, it's 100% of Mekach Tois. There's no shaylo of Nichle Linish or not Nichle Linish. Then he goes on. He says, I'm just going to, we're mamish out of time. Just going to read the rest, a little bit of the Ritva, 1 minute, just read the Ritva. We'll talk about it next time. Because of Huzal, then the Ritva himself went on and said, the Lei Mechaber Belishna, that it's not right. I think it means it's not glatt in the language of the Gemara. Becheskes Boduk doesn't sound like that he rented it b'yadalet on the assumption that it's Boduk. Becheskes Boduk sounds more like they made it up b'feresh. Becheskes Boduk means that, I don't know, Rav didn't think this way. But that he says Becheskes Boduk, the Rav said Becheskes Boduk can mean, the Rav said b'feresh, Becheskes Boduk can mean either way, that they said b'feresh, or that there was a presumption that it's Boduk because it's b'yadalet. The Ritva says the lush of the Gemara is mashma that they said it at b'feresh, which means it was b'gimel, not b'yadal. Furthermore, v'oid, b'mishana hi chazoka lekel shvi mekach tois. Secondly, he says, just because the house is b'cheskes boduk, that doesn't make it mekach tois. Interesting thing he's saying. The Ran said that the Ran, everybody else up till now said that it is a mekach tois. If a house is b'cheskes, if you rent the house with Cheskes Boduk and it turns out not to be Boduk, maybe it is a Mekach Tois, maybe not, because in Nichalei, what there's a Mokum to say it's a Mekach Tois. He took a house with Cheskes Boduk and now it's not with Cheskes Boduk. The Ritva says, he doesn't know what to explain. He says if you didn't say Beferish that you want Zika, so even though there's a presumption that the house is Boduk, that can't make a Mekach Tois. It doesn't speak out, why not? So the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch says, he didn't have the Ritva, but he had the Magen Mishnah. The Goyin in Shulchan Aruch says, because it's not a chisaron in the guf HaMekach. A Mekach Tois that reverses the Mekach has to be chisaron in the Mekach itself, in the thing itself. If the thing itself is what you wanted, but there's a chisaron outside of the guf HaMekach, L'moshel, you bought a house, and then it turns out that there are goyim who have right of way through you bought a property. Then you discover that there are goyim who have a right of way through the property and you have to buy them, you want to buy them out. Because you don't want to have goyim traipsing through your property. So that's not a chisaron in the guf HaMekach, it's a chisaron that's outside of the Mekach. So you can go to the seller and demand that he give you money to buy you off the goyim from having their right of way. But you don't have a right to reverse the Mekach, because it's not a chisaron in the guf HaMekach. So the goyim says that's his time as well. Dikas Chol is not a chisaron in the guf HaMekach. So if they spoke it out b'feirish, they made it in the guf HaMekach. They made it from the Tanoia HaMekach. But if they didn't speak it out b'feirish, just you bought a house thinking it out of Dika, it turned out they didn't have a Dika. That's not a chisaron in the guf HaMekach. The house is the same house. That would not make a Mekach Tois. The Ran and Tois, they all think that it does make a Mekach Tois. You buy a house b'cheskes, you buy a house b'cheskes boduk, b'yadalet. And they think that would be a Mekach Tois. Taisa says, but maybe it's not a Mekach Tois, because you can get reimbursed. And the Acherim say that no, we don't want to go to Beis Din. And the Ran says they really can't get reimbursed anyway. But they all seem to agree that there's a Mokum for a Mekach Tois. You bought a house thinking that it's Boduk, because it's Becheskes Boduk, and now it turns out not. They all seem to say that it is a Mokum for a Mekach Tois. And the Ritva says that would not make a Mekach Tois at all. Okay, I'm running out of time. I mean, people have to go to class. So we're going to stop here. But I want to continue with this as well. There's a lot of things to say here in this ritual. So take a look. Take a very close look at this ritual. Okay, everybody have a great Shabbos.